Yeah, Sharon, is it? Yeah, hi, Sharon. I'd like to see if I could book my little guinea pig in for a visit on Monday. As early as I can, please. Yep. Vanessa. Yeah, I know, and I do too. So she wasn't, and then she is again. So, yeah, Brock will be fine because I want to get some X-rays. You've probably got a record on the email there. Who's the other girl there? Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, wasn't Kerry. Emily, I think it was. Yeah, she sent me an email there to get another script for my other guinea pig. So, but I was talking to her about it, and I've got a little piggy. See how he goes over the weekend, but he's not in pain. He's doing everything all right. But I was talking to her about I want to get X-rays on him. So I want to get X-rays. Yeah, is Jojo, Martin. Sorry? Yeah, whatever. I call him Jojo, but he's Joe or Joey, whatever. As long as it's got a Joe in it there. Yes, yeah. He's had one visit there. Yeah, Vanessa. Yeah. Yeah, he came. Yeah, Emily found it there the other day. She found it. Ross. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And yeah, well, he needs X-rays. I want X-rays. That's what I want. That's why I'm coming in. He's 4 years old and he hasn't had X-ray. He's going on to 5 years, so I just want X-rays so that I know what I'm up for, if anything, or just peace of mind. Just a precautionary thing. No, he's not limping. He's always had a weepy eye. Just one of his eyes has just always been weepy. I've had him for 5 years, so and they live inside. They're spoiled, so I'm around them 24/7 basically. And he's my 10th guinea pig that I've had over years. I've got Casper that's 9 years old, and they all live inside. So just going on, past experience, it's just time to get him have an X-ray. He sits, he lays there when he's asleep, and his head will just twitch. So I'm thinking that there might be something wrong neurologically with him, but I won't know unless I have X-rays and have a look there and see. So he scratches his ear, and last time I was there, Vanessa said there was nothing wrong with his ears, but he seems really sensitive around his ears. No. He's not that way inclined. He's fine. He's getting around. He's eating, sleeping, drinking, chirping, playing, everything. I handle handle both of them twice a day because I've got a syringe feed Casper. But no, he's fine. Just at the moment, he's sort of. If you did, it's almost like a respiratory problem that he's got. It's only been today, yesterday that he's got it, but I think it's just eating dust. I think he's just always underneath the hay, eating the dusty bits of it. So, no, he's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, it's just a wheezy sort of thing. That's all. When he, you know, when he tries to clean himself, he get, you know, when they're twisted, he twists under him. That's when I can hear it. Apart from that, it's fine. If he's just laying there and breathing, like, he's fine. It's only when he leans over his back and tries to scratch or something like that. So, yeah, okay, that. Hey. Oh, so we'll still be able to get x-rays on that day? Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, I don't want to waste my time coming over there. I want to come over there for x-rays, specifically for x-rays, so... All right, lovely. That'll be great. Yeah, I'm sort of, I don't know whether I just want to drop him off there. I'll stick around. It's Vanessa. You know, Vanessa usually lets me stay there and in the waiting room and nurse them in the waiting room, even after they come out of, you know, anaesthetic. I've been there, you know, quite a few times, so. You know, I'll go back. My oldest pig was, you know, 11 years ago that I first went to Vanessa when she was at Brighton. So I've sort of been going to Vanessa for a long time now. And, yeah, she always lets me sit there. And, you know, as soon as they're comfortable, they put me in the waiting room. A little pig there, he's out of it. And then just let me nurse them back into breathing time and that again. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. All right. And if we go earlier, you let me know. Yeah, that just sounds so horrible, dropping him off. It's like a... All right. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, Emily's saying that they don't sedate. Yeah, all right then. Yeah, okay. All right, and it was Sharon, wasn't it? Yeah, all right, Sharon. Thanks a lot. Have a good day. See you, bye. Thanks.